And on the line now, I have Marion Kelly, who is a volunteer with the new park at the new farm, the urban farm down in St. Anne's Park. Good morning, Marion.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for taking the call. I know you're very busy down there. Now, just can you tell the listeners how this urban farm came along? I mean, St. Anne's Park is a great amenity as it is, and now they have this added attraction, which sounds wonderful. Could you just explain to the listeners a little bit about it?
Well, we've been looking for a site for the last 10 years because we had been involved in community gardens. I was a member of Dublin Community Growers, and we couldn't understand why we couldn't have some chickens or, you know, small animals or whatever on the community gardens.
Yeah.
So because Ireland has such a rich agricultural background, you know, everywhere in Europe has city farms. You throw a stick in London or Berlin and you have a city farm where city people can, you know, learn to grow their own food and interact with animals, a community space. So I suppose that was our search. We started searching for a site, and then very kindly Bruce Phillips and then Leslie Moore from Dublin City Council helped us. And I think it was Leslie Moore who chose the site in St. Anne's for us.
You know, whereabouts in St. Anne's is it for any people who want to visit and haven't been there yet?
Okay, it's beside the allotments on the All Saints Road side. So if you come in the service entrance of the park on the All Saints Road, we're right beside the allotments.
Right on. Now, we talk about some of the benefits of this farm for people visiting, for the children and the adults.
Well, I think the main benefit, and I really have to kind of instill this on people, we are not a petting farm. So we really want people to engage. I think for a lot of people, they're used to petting farms, not the community farm aspect. So what we try and encourage is people to come, especially on a Saturday. We have open volunteering, and volunteering means you have to do some little bit of work. Now, children can come, but they are expected to do something. It's not all, you know, it's not just come and look, like the zoo. It's come, get involved. And no matter what your ability, there will be something for you to do. So we run from 9:30 to 10:30 on a Saturday morning. We open our gates. You don't have to register. You can come in, get involved. We offer a class. We offer something to eat. But we do ask that you're there between 9:30, 10:30 to come in, because we can't keep opening and closing the gate, and it's not fair to everybody else, you know, to keep disturbing the class. But that's what I really want to say. And we are open then on Thursday between 9:30 and 2:30, Friday from 1 to 4, and on Sunday we've had to do a booking online simply because the first Sunday we opened we had 1,000 people, which actually could have
been fantastic, really, isn't it?
it wasn't safe, you know. What we're doing now, we book it online on a Sunday, but if you turn up, if you can wait for 5 minutes, and we ask people for their patience to let people off the site so we can let more people on. Do you know what I mean? It's just a bit of common sense. But the thing is, I really want to say it's a community project. It's really about getting people involved. We're not the zoo. We're not a petting farm. We are about come and get involved, come and learn how to grow food, come and look at the animals, learn how to care for animals, learn about animals, you know, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, now tell us, you say there, you're not a petting firm. What activities are there available for adults and children? Because I think you're aiming at adults and children, not just children.
And children. And we're aiming at families, and families in all shapes and forms. We want people to come along, like come along with their granny, or come along with their mammy, or their daddy, or their uncle, or whoever, but get involved together, you know. So we are running... last Saturday we ran a growing class, and it ranged from small children were planting things until the more advanced gardeners as well. So this weekend we'll be running how to care for your chickens, and how to care for rescue chickens as well. And that's part of the Saturday morning session of how to care for chickens. So that can work for small people, and it can work for older people who decided that maybe they've got a little space in their back garden and would like to have a few rescue chickens.
And I just, how do you mean rescue chickens, Marion? These, obviously.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I would suggest anyone look at Little Hill. They are a rescue charity who rescue hens. But a lot of battery hens are gassed when they're a year old because their egg production is not up to whatever standard they have. And Little Hill rescue them, basically. And you'll see ads up on the internet. They do it on Facebook and they do it on all the different internet sites, that they have days when you can go and collect a few chickens. I think they ask for a donation, a very small donation. But these chickens arrive, and they haven't got many feathers. But they are wonderful chickens, because we've got a few of them here, and they're absolutely fantastic. I think it's very, if you're going to get a chicken, get a rescue chicken, because they need homes. They need a chance. And what a wonderful way to teach children about the way chickens should live. You know, not in a cage with no feathers. They should be outside pecking and scratching like my chickens are doing at the moment.
Yeah. We seem to have come sort of done a full circle. Like decades ago, people used to keep chickens, and then it sort of, everybody stopped, you know, particularly people in cities. But you're trying to get this all started off again.
Well, I'm trying to get people to interact. I think it's very sad. You know, a lot of places now, a lot of children can't even keep a cat or a dog in their apartment where they live. So I think how sad my life would be personally if I had never had contact with animals. And I think that, you know, looking back, I remember the animals. I don't remember the big presents or the shiny shoes or anything else. And I just think it's a very important part of their development to be outside in nature, interacting with animals, you know. And I have one simple theory that you can't save something unless you love it, and you can't save this planet unless you love it. Unless you're outside and you see what a beautiful place we live on, you can't save it. So you can look at all the pictures or you can look at a screen, but it doesn't really work. So I think the whole thing is get children outside, get them interacting with nature, get them interacting with animals. Because we do encourage children, like I always bring out the hens, they stroke them, we can talk about how you look after them. It's so important. And you'll see the faces light up when they get to stroke a hen for the first time. It's amazing.
Yeah. Now, in my experience, I think young children now are greatly environmentally aware, much more than we were as children. I've interviewed school children who were doing a beach cleanup out in Houghton, and We went into talking about plastics in the ocean, just going back a couple of years. But they were very, very much aware of all this. And only recently, I had my little granddaughter out in their back garden, and she was picking daisies for her mammy to come home from work. But she said to me, OK, that's enough, Grandad, because we have to leave some there for the bees. It was fantastic.
That's wonderful.
Isn't it wonderful? But they're learning all this in schools, which is a new thing to me, as far as I'm concerned. So,
well, yeah, I think we have to realise that. I think there's a realisation now that we're only custodians, we're only passing through, and we have to look after this planet. You know, it's what we've done to it so far is not really good. And I just think getting outside. I think for your mental health, for children's development, I think for my own sanity, I love to be outside. Yeah. I feel better when I'm outside, you know. And I think that applies to everyone. You know, you go out for a walk in the fresh air, or you go out, like I'm out here beside the pigs now, and it does you good, you know. And there's nothing you can't really explain why it does you good, but it does do you good.
Yes, I'll have to bring my grandchildren down and visit us. Is this a direct result of there was many submissions made to the recent Dublin Climate Change Action Plan? Was this part of
Well, it's been going on so long.
Yeah,
we've been at this the last probably more than 10 years. I spoke at the community forums. I don't know if you remember the community forums way back when about it. And I suppose it's only in the last 4 or 5 years that actually I've been, you know, that people would answer their phone or answer email to me. So, I probably is because of awareness. And I think that it's also comes from the top in Dublin City Council. I think we're very lucky with Leslie Moore. I think he's brilliant. He's very far-sighted, and you know, he sees the need for you know, community spaces where, you know, people can experience nature and not just, you know, come to a park and walk. You could actually spend time and grow your food and think about these things. I think he, you know, I think he's doing a great job with Dublin City Council. So it's probably under his auspices that the Sinch Farms are being encouraged.
Yeah, we had a community garden around the corner from us here in Near FM, going back a couple of years, and they were bringing in children, they were getting children to eat, plant their vegetables, and I'd say it was probably harder to get the children to eat the vegetables than it was to get them to plant it, but this is all very necessary, as you said.
I think that I work with Sinch Gardens for, oh God, I don't know how many years, but one thing I do know is that children get it. You know, if you bring them along and you show them to plant a seed, they just kind of instinctively get it. They, you know what, we're all scared, oh, I haven't got green fingers or whatever. Children just instinctively get it. It's almost within their DNA, they know. And I think if you can get children young enough and get them out and get them handling soil, handling seeds, they just love it. You know, I watched them on Saturday, and little four-year-olds planting seeds, and they were just so at ease with it. You know, and it's so important, because it's what we eat, it's our health, it's our well-being, it's the whole cycle. So.
Yeah, and young children, they're not going to worry about whether this is going to be successful or not. But when it is successful and they see what's happening, their plants are growing, it's fantastic.
Yeah, they're just delighted that they're full of wonder, you know, and it's a wonder when they see a plant growing. So if it grows and they eat it good, it just grows, it's grand, you know.
Yeah, and they're insatiable as well. They take in knowledge and education. It's great. Is there anything you'd like to add now, Marion?
No, just the thing is, we are open for on Wednesdays for autistic groups and for disabled groups and for retired groups as well. But we can't open as many hours as we'd like, because we need 36 volunteers at the moment to run the project. So the more volunteers, the more people who give their time for free, the more hours we can open, because we have to have so many people on site for health and safety. So that's all I would say. I would encourage people to come along on a Saturday. Please come along and see what we do. Volunteer. Come and give back. Even if it's for an hour, come and do a little bit of work, even if it's just sweeping up the yard. But get to see what we do and get involved, because I really would love people. It's nice for people to come and look, but I really want them to get involved, to get into the idea of, and let them think what they could do. You know, they can bring their families, they can, you know, learn to grow things. We intend, a lot of the teachers are all giving, who've been giving classes, are doing it totally for free. So there's some excellent teachers who are giving classes. So that all happens on a Saturday morning. So please come along and volunteer.
Okay, and it's All Saints Road beside the allotments.
Yes, and remember that the volunteering start is, the gates are open 9:30 to 10:30, and everybody is welcome.
Okay, well, listen, okay? It's a great initiative, Marion, and fair play to you. You're a permanent volunteer down there now, are you?
I am. Well, I suppose I'm coming at the project master. I'm here most of the time. I'm retired from my job, so my job that used to pay me. I'm doing a job that doesn't pay me. But,
Well, you're enjoying it.
And I'm enjoying it. And I love the animals. And it's great to think the animals are rescued or have to be rehomed. So they're getting a nice home as well. They're getting a new lease of life as well.
Yeah. Now, if people want more information on this, is there a website or a Facebook page?
Okay, there's a Facebook page, Dublin City Farm. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter. They can also email dublincityfarm@gmail.com.
Okay, Marianne, listen, thank you very much for taking the call. And,
you're very welcome.
We'll probably talk again during the summer.
Yes, please come and volunteer.
I will. Thank you, Marianne.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.